Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe Charbonneau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Borgman moves to second. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Squires strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Molinaro moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. Lemon scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Delone takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Pryor applying the tag. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hasse hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. Borgman moves to second. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borgman scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bannister fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molinaro moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Charbonneau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Rich Wortham now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wortham. Bannister moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Molinaro steals third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Charbonneau strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires to first and has Bannister trapped. There's the throw to Pryor who tags Bannister for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Delone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Ed Farmer now pitching. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Diaz now catching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Bob Molinaro. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Manning moves to second. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Delone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Delone reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. Manning scores. Verizer moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Victor Cruz now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.